The White House Report.
Donna Brazile, the former interim head of the Democratic National Committee, has a new book out and it's got people talking. It's called Hacks, the inside story of the break-ins and the breakdowns that put Donald Trump in the White House. She says it's her story. It's not a gotcha or about burning down the house, but she says she wants to clear the air and correct the record. It's not about what was rigged, but what was the cancer. And she also is saying that Donald Trump needs to worry about his own issues and leave hers alone.
Now, throughout this whole time that you were interim, and let me just for the record, I've known you for the last 20 years. And during this time, when all this hacking and the WikiLeaks happened, it was a pivotal time in the DNC. You know, it was all about women. And you were one of those key women in place to move the party forward. It was all about the year of the woman. But now it became the year of angry women, which people are trying to say. You know, Hillary Clinton is upset with how the process happened. And you are, in your words, exposing what happened. Donna, you say things in your book that the process was rigged inside the DNC. You also talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton's name could have been withdrawn for nomination. And I've talked to some people outside of the DNC, but who are very close to the process. And they said, yeah, you know, we did hear things about possibly changing the name at one time, bringing in Vice President Joe Biden. Talk to me about this. What do you say in your book about this time?
Well, first of all, I don't like the word rigged. States control the primaries, not the DNC. The voting was not rigged because the independence of the DNC was being jeopardized by, you know, what I refer to a joint fundraising agreement that went beyond the standard agreements that simply allow the Democratic Party to raise money for state parties and for general election operations. I thought that was wrong, and I used the word cancer. The word, I believe, was cancer. What I found and the separate document, the Memorandum of Understanding signed between the Clinton camp and the DNC, was a cancer. And the control of the Clinton camp had over the DNC made it difficult for me to do my job as chair. So let me just explain it to many of your listeners who, you know me well. Imagine when Donald Trump said on August 19, what the hell do they have to lose? And here I was, the chair of the party, the second time in my life that I've been chair of the party. And I am trying to address what Donald Trump is saying to members of the African-American community. What the hell do you have to lose? Of course, I wrote a column, but I wanted to do more than just write a column. I wanted to do ads. I wanted to get more posters, more people on the ground. There were things that I felt that I could do as party chair that I could not do without permission from the people in Brooklyn. Why? Because they controlled my finances. People ask me, why am I upset about it? Well, I'm the chair of the party. I'm also raising money. I'm traveling. I'm doing all of these things. And by the way, I was traveling on my own nickel. I was not being paid. I was not a happy camper, so to speak. But here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to win, not just the presidency. I wanted to win Senate seats. I wanted to win House seats. I wanted to recapture some of the state legislative seats. And yes, I wanted to compete not just in the so-called battleground states. I love battleground states. I mean, the 18 states in the District of Columbia that supply 242 electoral votes. I didn't want to take voters for granted in Illinois or Minnesota or my beloved home state of Louisiana. I was proud that the Clinton campaign did provide resources to assist the Democratic National Committee with its efforts. And, you know, we fought. That's what you do in campaigns. We're a family. But the cancer was something that I promised Bernie that I would find, and I found it, and I told him. And you know what? Bernie said to me, he said, what do you think about the polls? And I said, I don't trust the polls, Bernie. We got to go out there and continue to really get people excited. And I have to tell you, Bernie Sanders went out and did get people excited. So I want to address one other issue, because I think a lot of people are mistaken about the role of a chair. There's a charter in the DNC playbook that says, and it's Article 3, Section C1, for those who go on the website, it gives the DNC the authority. Procedural rules of the Democratic Convention says in Section G, fill in a vacancy on the national ticket. In the event of death, resignation, or disability of a nominee. The national chair shall confer with the Democratic leadership. So I was the chair of the party. I was the one making phone calls saying, is she okay? Is she okay?
So this is when, this is
on television.
Yeah, this is when she was feeling not feeling well, and she had kind of faltered or passed out and had to take some time off. Is that what you're talking about?
That is what I was referring to. I was not out to do anything other than to help Secretary Clinton literally get back on her feet, to get back on the road when the calls were coming in from not just members of my own party, but the media and others. I had someone from the Hillary campaign, Charlie Baker. I mentioned Charlie Baker in the book. Charlie came down from Brooklyn to be with me all day to tamp down the rumors and to ensure that no one would try to replace the nominee. Now, in the event that it had to occur, as chair of the party, I kept my own counsel. I did not go out and whisper or put it out there because, as you know, and all of this is pretty much on the record, because when you're chair of the party, you have one of the most visible positions in the party. My job was to ensure that if we needed a plan B, I was prepared to have one in case I had to confer with the leadership of the Democratic Party.
So you were the face telling everyone that everything was okay, but internally you were trying to find out if she was actually okay and if she could remain as the nominee or at the time.
I had every right, given the procedural rules of the Democratic Party and the Democratic Convention, to confer and to discuss it. I never did it in a public way. I did it privately with members of her staff, and as well as I said, I kept my own counsel. I've been a party official, a party leader for several decades now. I'm proud of my service in the Democratic Party. I started at the age of 9. I'm 57. I feel no ways tired, but I want my party to come out of this experience stronger. I want my party to come out of this experience by healing the wounds so that we can not only focus on what happened, all of it, but we can heal and unite and move forward stronger.
Donna Brazile Hacks, the inside story of the break-ins and breakdowns that put Donald Trump in the White House.
April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.